A single teabag and a burn sock were vital clues that led to finding trampers Jessica O'Connor and Dion Reynolds alive and well. The pair was found hungry and exhausted last week in a remote part of the Kahurangi National Park, 19 days after setting off for a hike and more than a week after they were reported overdue. One of the volunteers who helped to find them hiked more than 100 kilometres over the 7 days he spent on the ground. Dwayne Lohman of Nelson's says it was the most challenging search he's been involved in. He told our Nelson reporter Tracy Neal it was also the most incredible because of the result.
Vague footprints in river gravel made the searchers' hearts sing. To the untrained, they looked like small dents in the stones. To Mr. Lohman and his Landsar teammates, it's what they're trained to look for.
The team that I was in, we did locate some footprints that were consistent with the missing parties. So we tracked footsteps up the web stream and followed that for quite a period of time.
And then a campsite that included a burnt sock that Mr. Reynolds later told RNZ happened as he was drying them on a campfire, and a teabag that matched the brand found in the couple's car left at Anatore.
At that particular campsite, we found a fireplace, which gave us hope. We found a teabag and also a cut-off label, and also where the party had been sleeping.
The missing trampers' footsteps indicated they had continued upstream, but the weather was turning and the searchers were evacuated. Mr. Lohman says the area is prone to flash floods and their safety was a priority. But the clues they'd found helped narrow the search area to the zone in which Reynolds and O'Connor were soon found.
A lot of intel came in from a lot of areas and a lot of people, and that intel there narrowed the search area and allowed for dog teams to be deployed on both ridge lines, and also a chopper to be able to grid search that area, which ultimately did find the missing parties.
A Defence Force helicopter spotted smoke from their fire and the two were soon winched to safety. Mr. Lohman says his team was about 3 kilometres away and had to bush bash their way back to a safe zone for the night. The seasoned hiker and hunter, who's familiar with the mountainous Upper South Island, says it was his toughest search so far.
There were some very challenging parts to it as far as the terrain goes. Personally, it would be some of the most challenging terrain I've been in, from the rivers, the slimy, slippery creeks, and certainly the bush over there is very, very thick, often cutty grass above our heads that went on for hours and hours of bashing your way through.
Landsar's training manager says about 75% of land-based SAR operations are concluded within 12 hours. Tony Wells says the 7 to 8 day Kahurangi operation was long by comparison, but not their longest. He classed its difficulty as moderate. Alpine searches are the toughest, but in this case they had the missing pair's youth and fitness on their side.
All the way through, from a search management point of view, it was always very likely that they were alive, because the only two things that take out two people simultaneously is usually catastrophic river crossing or avalanche, and those conditions didn't exist through most of the search.
Mr. Wells says often the most challenging part of remote operations is the lack of communication. It often requires building a temporary network for the use of two-way VHF radio from the field to the command base.
We deploy a bunch of portable repeaters, so we create a temporary network throughout the search area. Part of the initial actions would have been getting that set up so that there is VHF coverage.
Land Search and Rescue's Chief Executive Carl McConey says apart from 17 paid staff, it relies entirely on 3,500 volunteers.
You're talking about representatives from right across the community. So you have your traditional field teams, and those are the people that have some bush skills and can work in the bush environment, as you saw with this operation. But we also have search teams that work in an urban and suburban environments as well as rural environments.
Tony Wells says it's getting harder to attract volunteers with the skills and time to take on the role.
Historically, that was a little bit easier because most of our volunteers came from tramping clubs or hunting clubs and were enthusiastic outdoor people. in modern society, and certainly with activities trending more towards either shorter trips or alternate activities like mountain biking, it has become hard in some locations.
Duane Lohman says he's only able to help because of the support from his wife, his two young children and his team at work. The real estate agent of 20 years says he's lost count of the times he's been called out. The recent search came on top of 4 weeks of COVID-19 lockdown, but he's not counting lost income.
I guess life comes first, and to me it's a no-brainer. We get out and do what we can to help others. I've got a great support network within the company, and I've got a group of salespeople that can also back me up and help with any potential sales.
Mr. Lohman says it's less a miracle they were found than it was expert management.
I think we would have found them by the chopper or by the dog crew or by the trackers that were in the area, but an absolutely incredible result and a credit to all that they were involved.
Mr. Lohman says he's not yet spoken with either Ms. O'Connor or Mr. Reynolds, but hopes that will happen one day. Right now, he's focused on sharing Lanzar's main wish that anyone heading out into the wild carry a personal locator beacon. In Nelson for Checkpoint, Tracy Neal.